Hey everyone, Jeff Adams here from the Icebox Radio Theater, coming on to let you know about a major change to our membership program. Now, if you've always wanted to join the IBRT but couldn't for financial reasons, we're thrilled to announce the addition of free memberships. That's right, for the first time, we're offering you a seat at the table where all the big decisions are made here at the IBRT, absolutely free. Of course, we're still offering paid memberships with additional benefits for your support, and we'll continue to offer a Patreon page as well. But we felt the time was right to open things up a little bit and invite anybody who wants to join to join. So just go to our website, that's iceboxradio.org, and click on the Join link to learn more. Thanks for your time and consideration, and as always, keep listening. Our next play was written specifically or especially for tonight, and I have been putting off exactly how to introduce it, but just to say that the structure over here to your left, the P. Peterson Band Cell, or what's left of it, is very important to me and very important to the Icebox Radio Theater. We did our first show there in 2005 or 6. It was called Buzz. It was about killer mosquitoes. And we invited all the kids in the audience to come up, and we bought a gross of kazoos from Oriental Training Company, and they got to play the bugs. They got to play the mosquitoes, which were large enough to carry away people, if I recall the script correctly. And I think we've been back almost every summer, except maybe COVID, since. For those of you listening at home or weren't aware of the whole story, well, on a personal level, Diane and I just gotten back from a long trip, gone to visit our son in Europe. So we were slightly jet-lagged when, one Sunday afternoon, she looked at me and said those magical words, "Do you smell smoke?" Which is just what you want to hear in when you live in a 110-year-old house. And went outside and couldn't quite believe what I was seeing till I got a text from Justin saying, hey, the band shell's on fire. Just continuing the story, it's a very special place to us, to the Icebox Radio Theater. I actually helped organize the concerts there for several years. And it's nice to know that we will have another band shell soon, and that that band shell will be called the Pete Peterson Band Shell. But for this summer, I decided probably the thing to do is to write about it, which is what writers do. So, without further ado, and now that it looks like we're back on the air, at least from this end, do give me a wave if you hear from her. And for those of you listening online, I apologize for the interruption. Here is a play called For Alarm.
I mean, I heard the sirens.
Yep.
I just didn't believe it. I had to see it for myself.
Sure.
Can it really burn?
Yeah, use your eyes. It's burning pretty good right now.
I mean, I thought it was made of concrete.
Well, the base is. The actual shell's wood and paint.
So they can save the base?
Well, don't know. Sometimes you don't want concrete what's been through a fire.
Oh, I didn't know that. Do I know you?
Probably. I've been around a while.
I'm Lila Johnson.
William Fredrickson. Call me Billy. Everyone else does.
Oh, of course. I remember now. My father was in the lodge with you.
Your dad is...
Was. Carl Johnson, the pharmacist.
Oh, sure. Old Carl. Real sad when he passed.
Well, it was 20 years ago.
It was? Oh, Lord, time passes.
Yeah. should we do anything about,
No, the fire department's got it under control. It's just surround and drown now.
Do people know? Maybe I should post a video.
Ah, Jesus, you're one of those people.
I'm sorry?
No, you with the phones and the selfies, and I don't know it all. You need a picture of it for you. You can see the fire right in front of you.
Well, it's not for me. Other people from out of town might want to see it.
Well, they can read about it in the paper.
What paper?
Oh, yeah. Well, still, it's morbid to take pictures.
How is it different from what we're doing?
What do you mean?
How is taking pictures different from coming down and watching the fire? We both did that, didn't we? You even brought a chair.
I got a bad knee.
Point is, this is a major historical event. It should be documented.
Well, I suppose. We hardly ever have big fires anymore.
Oh, thank goodness.
I remember when the Lakefront Hotel burned. Whole town came out for that. I was about 6, I think. Greatest day of the summer.
Now who's being morbid?
I was 6. Anyway, like I said, we didn't have TV. We'd play ball or go to the beach, and that was summer. Something like a big fire broke up the routine. And that fire was like something else. Flames roaring like a train, smoke curling in the sky.
Did anyone die?
I don't recall.
Well, that's the nice thing about this one. No one could have been inside. They kept the bathrooms locked.
Yeah, someone got in. Probably kids.
What?
Well, look at the building. There's no scorch marks around the outside. This started inside. So someone must have got in. Probably kids.
People always blame kids.
Well, who else would have done this?
Well, campers?
Campers? In April? Inside the band shell?
Well, we don't know what caused it. Probably wasn't even arson. Could have been an electrical short. Anything.
That band shell's been there since the 40s. You think it just decided to blow up today?
I don't know what it was. I'm just saying... I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're probably right. Kids today, I don't know. They're different. Lazy. One of my grandsons came to visit last month, didn't look up from his phone the whole time. Said maybe 2 words.
So how many grandkids do you have?
6.
I have 2. Just babies, still.
You have grandkids?
I'm 59, Billy.
Oh, yeah. I guess you are. Damn kids.
I wish you wouldn't say that.
Say what?
Damn kids. We don't know what caused this, and they're not all bad, you know.
I didn't say they were bad. I said they were lazy.
Every generation says that about the young.
Well, if that's the case, I'm happy to do my part. I think these kids today need some constructive criticism.
And you didn't?
What?
You didn't, at their age, need constructive criticism, I mean?
Well, I never started a fire.
I'm sure you did something. We all did.
Oh, yeah? What do you do?
Oh, there were a few things. A boyfriend my parents didn't like. A little beer, a little pot when it was still illegal. My folks had plenty to say about it when I got caught. It's just part of being young.
Yeah, but again, you never started a fire.
We don't know how this fire started. Don't start spreading rumors. You don't know it was kids.
And you don't know it wasn't. You want to just give kids a chance to be young and free? Okay. Just be ready to lose City Hall or the library or your own house next time. Kids need discipline. When they don't have it, this kind of thing happens.
Boy, you have the whole thing worked out, don't you?
I'm just saying.
And I'm just saying you shouldn't spread rumors. They can't... shouldn't...
What? What's wrong?
Do you know her?
Who? Kid over there, she's, I guess I don't know her.
Hey, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Really, sweetie, are you all right?
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Come here.
I'm sorry.
Shh. It's okay.
I don't know what my problem is.
It's okay. Come on.
Oh, thank you.
A little hug never hurt anyone.
Okay, but can you let Migo, I'm not comfortable with physical contact.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's okay. Well, goodbye.
Wait, what's wrong?
Nothing.
You were crying. You still are crying.
Oh, that... Yeah. I don't know. Are you here to watch the fire?
Well, yes.
Your father, too?
He's not my father.
Yeah, jumped right on that, didn't you?
I was driving to work and saw the smoke. I pulled over to see what was going on. When I got out of the car, it just hit me all at once. The bandshell is burning. I didn't even know it could burn. Can concrete burn?
Sure can.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was watching it burn, thinking... I don't know what I was thinking. And the tears just started coming. And now I look terrible. I still have to go to work, and I'm not going to make anything in tips. And I'm behind on my savings plan. And if I don't start putting some money away, I'm...
Okay. Calm down.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. What's your name?
Molly.
I'm Lila. This is... I'm sorry, I forgot.
Call me Billy. Everyone else does.
Hi, Mr. Fredrickson.
Hello.
You don't remember me, I bet. You gave my FFA group a tour of your dairy barn 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah. I did used to do that.
How's Lillian Clopper?
Oh, I had to sell him last year. I couldn't keep up with the work. Arthritis.
Oh. It was a really good tour. They were good cows.
Thank you. I'll make sure they know.
Are you sure you're okay, honey?
I don't know. Do they know what caused the fire?
We have our theories.
Oh, be quiet.
What? What is it?
Billy here is convinced kids did it, even though he has zero evidence.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
What?
I mean, yeah, I go to school with a couple of guys who are stupid enough to do this.
Really?
Yeah, you know, guys who are only in school for football or whatever. They don't really apply themselves in class. They figure they'll graduate and get a job in town and then just kind of do what their dads did. Get married, work, fish.
And in the meantime, sow some wild oats.
My grandpa says that.
Who's your grandfather?
Well, I had two, of course. But the one I was talking about was Dave Gallo.
Oh, old Dave. Sure, I worked for him in the woodlot 1 month when they were short. How is he?
Fine, I think. Grandma passed away, so he kind of stays home a lot.
Oh, that's right.
It wasn't supposed to burn.
What?
This wasn't supposed to happen.
Well, of course not.
No, I mean... I don't know what I mean. I should go.
Well, take a moment. You shouldn't get behind the wheel until you're ready.
Yeah, that's good advice. Want my chair for a minute?
I'm fine. You don't need to treat me like a child.
I'm not. I'm treating you like an old person. You're one of those old souls, aren't you?
What?
Old soul. Born elderly, 16, going on 40.
Well, I'm 18, but I see what you mean.
Something like this bothers you more than most people, especially people your age.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's just all too much.
What is?
It's stupid.
No, really, what?
Napkins.
I'm sorry?
Okay, it's really stupid, but I'm graduating this year from high school and the college.
I don't see how that's stupid. Congratulations.
Thank you. Anyway, Mom insisted we have the big party with pulled pork and salads and cake and everything, and we had to invite the whole church, even though we don't go much anymore, and she ordered these napkins, printed special. They have my name and class on them. I said we should go to the dollar store and pick up a package, but she had to have the special ones. And then they messed up the printing, and it's all she talks about. She's called the company 3 times, and they shipped replacements, but they're not going to be here in time for the party, and we can't delay it, because the invitations have gone out, and... Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's an annoyance is all. It's easily overcome, but she won't let it go. It's like she needs chaos around her all the time. It's always like that. I have to be the calm one because she's always losing it over something stupid. And now, maybe Mom's right.
I don't know. I'd have just gone to the dollar store.
It's not just that. It's the way she lives her life, blowing up over nothing. If things are quiet for 5 minutes, she has to find something to get angry about or happy about. She can't just let things be. And just now, when I was driving by, I saw the bandshell and thought, maybe she's right. Maybe I'm the delusional one. Maybe life is total chaos. A car could cross the yellow line on the highway. You could catch a deadly disease from some foreign tourist. A man could be waiting for you, hiding in the shadows of the dark parking lot after your shift, and...
Okay, let's just slow down. Billy, can we borrow your chair?
Yeah, of course.
Sit down, sweetie. You need to center yourself.
I know. But you see what I mean, don't you? This isn't supposed to happen. This was a landmark. This wasn't ever supposed to change, and now it's burning.
Okay, this is a lot. But it's okay that it's a lot.
With all due respect, I don't want to hear that it's okay.
Sure, but listen a second. Is it possible you're afraid you're becoming your mom? That you're going to end up leaning into the chaos?
I'll never become my mom.
But it's possible that's what you're afraid of, right?
I suppose.
Here's the thing. This is a big time for you, a very chaotic time. Graduating from high school is a big deal. Are you going on for more schooling?
I start state in the fall.
That's a huge deal, leaving home, leaving all your friends.
But I've been dreaming of this since I was 9.
Sure, but it's still a pretty big deal. And no matter how much you plan, it'll still feel like chaos. Even if everything's totally under control, it's gonna feel chaotic.
Maybe. I don't know.
What happened?
A bandshell caught fire.
Can't keep up anything in this town.
What's that?
Nothing.
Now, wait a minute. Don't just walk off like that. What did you just say?
I gotta get home.
Hang on. What'd you just say?
Fine. Town's falling apart. You people can't keep up anything. Now the buildings are burning down. It's just so typical.
Typical? Of what?
Nothing. Excuse me.
Oh, hold on. Shouldn't you be helping with the fire?
What?
I thought policemen are supposed to help with fires, crowd control and such.
I'm not a policeman.
Well, what's with the uniform, then?
Can't you read? Customs and Border Patrol. It says so right on the patch.
Well, still, there's an emergency. Aren't you supposed to help in the event of an emergency?
I'm... Fine, I'll do crowd control. Stand back, everyone. Stand back. There, you're all safe.
There is no reason to be sarcastic.
Yeah.
This is a major event. That's a landmark that's going up in smoke there.
I'm sorry. I'm coming off a double shift. Things seem under control here, so as long as you people promise not to go leaping into the flames, I'm just going home.
You ain't from here, are you?
What?
I don't recognize you. You ain't from here.
As if that made a difference.
I'm just saying, if you were from here, you'd know how important this was. That little girl there was in tears over this fire.
I don't know what you want me to say, mister. It's a theater.
A bandshell.
Whatever. It's just a building. It's a shame the town can't maintain places like this, but that's just the way it is.
Not the town's fault. It was kids.
You don't know that, actually.
Point is, I don't like some outsider talking like one fire proves our town's no good. Like we're a bunch of hicks or something.
Okay. Let's all just calm down. We're feeling a little emotional because of the fire, and I'm sure Mr. Connolly didn't mean to offend anyone.
You know this character?
No. What do you mean?
You called him Officer Connolly like you knew him.
He's wearing a name tag, Billy.
Oh, right.
Anyway, I'm sorry things got heated.
That's all right. I'm sorry if I said anything to offend.
No worries. You're new to town, I take it?
6 months. We moved here last fall.
You said we, so you have a family?
Yeah.
Kids?
2. Our son's 10 and our daughter's 8.
Oh, and are they liking town?
Look, I really do need to go. And
I'm sorry, of course.
Sure. No problem.
Is there something else?
What?
Well, you said you needed to go, and then you just stood there.
Right, right. Can I ask you a question? Are you from here?
Yes. Well, grew up here. My husband and I recently moved back after living away.
Okay, so what is it with this town?
I'm sorry?
I don't know how to ask this question, but we are having a terrible time trying to acclimate here.
Oh.
I mean, I have work, so I'm okay, but the kids and my wife, they've really struggled.
Where'd you move from?
Arizona.
Well, there's your problem. First winter's bound to be tough.
Well, it's not the weather. My wife's from Colorado. She taught us how to handle the cold, but it's the people. She tried to get involved at church, but they just kept leaving her off of lists. They weren't mean about it. It wasn't intentional, but all these women grew up together. They just don't know how to add anyone to their social circle. And my kids...
Did your kids get bullied?
How did you know?
I went to school here. Out-of-town kids aren't always treated well.
Brian got bullied. Pretty bad some days. He tries to be tough and everything, but it's hard. Sammy, his little sister, just misses her friends back in Tucson. Weird thing is, we thought everyone was so friendly when we first moved here, but then, I don't know, we just started feeling more and more isolated. I'm actually thinking of putting in for another transfer.
Well, maybe give it a year.
That's what Sarah keeps saying, but I think she's just putting on a brave face.
Well, why'd you come here if you don't know anybody?
We thought it would be a better place to raise kids.
I've been to Tucson. This is a better place to raise kids.
Tucson's fine, mostly. At least their people will tell you what they think. They're honest, even if they're mad at you. Especially if they're mad at you. Here, you never know what anyone's thinking, ever. They smile, they talk very nice, but then you just don't know what...
Weren't you leaving?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, then. Have a good day.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
What is?
You're pissed off at me.
No, I'm not.
You think I'm nasty and annoying, and I hate your hometown.
I never said that.
You obviously think that. You think everything I just said, but you can't admit it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course not. You're from here. Couldn't tell the truth if I put a gun to your head.
Hey, now!
Tell the truth. Do you think I'm annoying?
What?
I asked you if you thought I was annoying.
Well, I don't even know you.
But you think I'm annoying, right?
I never said that.
But you think it, right? Right?
I don't need to tell you anything.
You can't do it. You can't be honest with anyone for even a minute. What do you think? You think you're being nice right now? You think this is nice, what you're doing? With that scowl on your face? You people aren't nice. You're just repressed.
If you'll excuse me, I think I've done all the fire watching I need to do.
Oh, you're leaving, huh? That's typical. The minute a confrontation comes up, you just walk away.
So what if I do? What's it to you anyway? You got problems, who doesn't? I don't need to sit here and listen to yours.
Oh, honey, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm just...
What's wrong?
Well, what's it to you?
Billy! She's just having an emotional day.
I'm sorry, I didn't... I'll just go.
It's not supposed to be like this.
What?
Band shell burning down, strangers having arguments in the park. It's not supposed to be like this.
Oh, see what you did? You made her cry.
No, I was already crying. And it's you just as much as it is him, Mr. Fredrickson. I guess I'm just being stupid.
No, you're not. You just got a whole bunch of bad thoughts all at once. It happens sometimes, especially when something like this fire happens.
It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, Molly, but it does matter. It matters very much. You're crying, but that just means you care.
Yeah, about myself.
Well, maybe some of the tears are for the band shell. Do you have any memories of it?
No.
I do. I played a solo there during the school band concert end of my senior year. I was so nervous. I never really liked band that much, but the teacher, Mr. Scott, he always thought I was really good. He practically begged me to play a solo at the last concert, and it went really well. I had struggled with self-confidence in school, and playing that solo made a difference.
I played in town band 3 years.
You see?
But I never really cared about it. They just always needed people. I do have one memory here, though.
What was that?
When I was little, My two best friends, Becca, Tina, and I used to come down here for the concerts on Wednesday nights. We loved to dance on the grass if the music wasn't too lame. One time, a photographer from the newspaper was here and took our picture. It ran out on the front page. And a month later, when we started school, everyone talked about it. It was a really good picture. My mom even framed a copy.
That's nice.
No, I think I might remember that.
It was a long time ago. Like 8 years.
Yeah, I definitely remember that. It was only a year or so after we did the refurbished job on the band shell.
Refurbished job?
Yeah, it was built back in the 40s, I think, and by the 2000s it was in pretty rough shape. One of the all-class reunion committees had the idea we should fix it up.
I think I came back that year.
Yeah, it was a big reunion.
I'm sorry, all-class reunion?
Yeah, sure. Every now and then we'll have a high school reunion and invite everyone back. Town fills right up.
Never heard of that.
Well, the town's not so large that it causes a problem. We have a nice big parade and a picnic in the park, and they raise money for projects. The band shell got some repairs, fresh coat of paint, made it useful for a few years until, well, today.
You think they'll rebuild it?
Depends on insurance, I suppose. Those concerts in the park are pretty popular, though. I don't think people want to give them up.
Concerts? What concerts?
They're in the park every summer. Local bands play. That weirdo theater group does a show. Every Wednesday you show up at 7 and something's going on.
A few food trucks would come around, too. It was nice.
It does sound nice.
You should give your family a year. Give them a chance to experience summer. The kids a chance to make new friends. Don't transfer just yet.
Oh, I wasn't that serious about it. Put in for another transfer now, they'd almost surely send me to Texas, and that's where Sarah puts her foot down.
She doesn't like Texas?
She doesn't like the Dallas Stars. Dyed-in-the-wool Avalanche fan.
Yeah, well, we're not too fond of the Dallas Stars around here, either.
Why's that?
Well, it's complicated.
Yeah, everything is, it seems. Well, I should get going.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, I'm not. That is, I'm not a soldier. You know what? You're welcome.
Ah, nice young man. Good to see they're hiring some family men at customs.
Yeah. Molly?
Yeah?
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I should get going. I'm going to be late. Hey, could I get your number?
Oh, of course.
My grad party is in a few days, and I'd like to send you an Evite. You too, Mr. Fredrickson.
Oh, that's real nice. I ain't got one of those phones, though.
Oh. Saturday at noon, Rainier Community Building?
I think I can remember that. Should I bring napkins?
No. Oh, I should catch up with Officer Connolly. I'd like to invite him and his family, too.
Sure, real quick, though. Why are you inviting us?
Well, after talking to you all, I don't feel so scared anymore. Like, sometimes things burn down, but then you just rebuild and keep going. Besides, I know my mom's going to make too much food. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Oh, nice kid.
They're all nice kids. Even the ones that burned down the band shell.
Well, we don't know it was kids.
I thought you said it was.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I got a neighbor who looks pretty shifty. I want to ask him where he was when the fire started.
Okay. I'm going to get a closer picture.
Be careful.
I will.
Terrible. Just terrible.
This has been Four Alarm, written by Jeffrey Adams. Yes, you can applaud. Star Diane Adams as Lila, Justin Kapla was Billy, Carice Boyer was Molly, and Jeffrey Adams was Doug.